Greetings. Welcome to a special episode of Prisoners' Lives Matter. I'm your host, Roz. Today is May 24th, 2018. It's late. Not that late, but late enough. Late enough to talk about a very, very impactful topic. We're going to discuss police brutality. For the past two seasons, NFL players have raised awareness of the issue, of the problem black men in America face with police brutality. 2 years, and it's not gotten any better. The system is not broke. This is reality. This is what's always been going on. Police, soldiers, violent enforcers, ambushers have long terrorized and raided the unsuspecting. We're being taxed by the state, by banksters, and by their policy enforcers. So-called lawmen who fail to uphold the only legitimate purpose of the use of violence, which is counter-violence. The courthouse and the state house have become halls of injustice and lawlessness. The system of colonial rule, the manifest destiny claim that the so-called white man from Europe and Africa have so wittily subscribed us to and their history, his story, has done great damage to the land and the people, the oppressed. The oppressors are drunk off of power, comfortable in their conceit. They believe themselves so clever, but the end is near. And even though the prophets have spoke of these things for ages to come, the time has come. We the people must fulfill the contract. It is the duty of the governed to act in the best interests of the people. So, let us begin by defining who we are. People. People that are for love and against hate. Police brutality is wrong. Period. End of discussion.